Can I ask you, in that targeting of the Supreme Leader that Senator Cotton talked about, did the U.S. carry out that strike?
Well, I think this is very important. What's very clear here, and I think this is important to discuss, you know, the President of the United States indicated that we were targeting the military infrastructure, and not the regime, and not regime change. And yesterday, when I had the opportunity to talk to Secretary Rubio, you know, I asked that question, and he was very clear in the answer that we did not target Khomeini and we were not targeting the leadership in Iran. So the aspect of that the United States was not undertaking a regime change is very important. Our aspect of what the President of the United States has undertaken was this imminent threat that he described in his announcement. And that, I think, his response and his statement to the, yeah, the United States is an important aspect.
But you, just to be clear, you're not saying that Israel carried out that strike without the U.S. permission, green lighting, buy-in?
You know, the fact that Khomeini has been a murderous authoritarian, yeah, who has killed an unbelievable number of Israelis, they have an absolutely, I think, a strong basis in which to do so. I think it certainly shows that if you're a murderous authoritarian and you're at risk, and it's better to be a friend of the United States than a murderous authoritarian. You know, it's also interesting that Putin just said that he lost a friend, yes, in losing Khomeini,
yes,
and we certainly didn't see Khomeini as a friend.